It's fall coming, I thought. I can smell that sour molasses smell of silage, clanging the air like a bell. Smell somebody's been burning oak leaves, left them to smolder overnight because they're too green. It's fall coming, I kept thinking. Fall coming. Just like that was the strangest thing ever happened. Fall. Right outside here it was spring a while back, then it was summer, and now it's fall. That's sure a curious idea. I realized I still had my eyes shut. I had them shut when I put my face to the screen, like I was scared to look outside. Now I had to open them. I looked out the window and saw for the first time how the hospital was out in the country. The moon was low in the sky over the pasture land. The face of it was scarred and scuffed where it had just torn up out of the snarl of scrub oak and madrona trees on the horizon. The stars up close to the moon were pale. They got brighter and braver the farther they got out of the circle of light ruled by the giant moon. It called to mind how I noticed the exact same thing when I was off on a hunt with Papa and the uncles, and I lay rolled in blankets Grandma had woven, lying off a piece from where the men hunkered around the fire as they passed a quart jar of cactus liquor in a silent circle. I watched that big Oregon prairie moon above me put all the stars around it to shame. I kept awake watching to see if the moon ever got dimmer or the stars got brighter, till the dew commenced to drift onto my cheeks and I had to pull a blanket over my head. Something moved on the grounds down beneath my window, cast a long spider of shadow out across the grass as it ran out of sight behind a hedge. When it ran back to where I could get a better look, I saw it was a dog. A young gangly mongrel slipped off from home to find out about things went on after dark. He was sniffing digger squirrel holes, not with a notion to go digging after one, but just to get an idea of what they were up to at this hour. He'd run his muzzle down a hole, butt up in the air and tail going, then dash off to another. The moon glistened around him on the wet grass, and when he ran, he left tracks like dabs of dark paint spattered across the blue shine of the lawn. Galloping from one particularly interesting hole to the next, he became so took with what was coming off, the moon up there, the night, the breeze full of smells so wild makes a young dog drunk, that he had to lie down on his back and roll. He twisted and thrashed around like a fish, back bowed and belly up, and when he got to his feet and shook himself, a spray came off him in the moon like silver scales. He sniffed all the holes over again, one quick one, to get the smells down good, then suddenly froze still with one paw lifted and his head tilted, listening. I listened too, but I couldn't hear anything except the popping of the window shade. I listened for a long time. Then, from a long way off, I heard a high, laughing gabble, faint and coming closer. Canada honkers going south for the winter.